What's up, fellas?
What's up?
Jam.
Recently, I started watching movies on Netflix, and they put all the purges up there. So I'm asking y'all, how do y'all feel the world would be if the purge was real? But I'm letting you know right now, that movie is logically wrong. It can never be real.
Yeah, I know.
All right, say Larry. Say the purge was real. What's the first thing you gonna do?
Well, the first thing you gotta do is get something to protect yourself. Cause you gotta think about it. In one of the movies, a dude had like all the shutter doors and all that.
That's the first one, I think.
His house.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all of it got took down. So nothing gonna be able to be like to get like impenetrable.
Yeah.
You hear me? So
one.
So you gotta get something to protect yourself. So that's what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna get some guns. I'm gonna get something before the purge.
Well, you gotta
purge. Or you talking about the day of?
Yeah, day of. You gotta do that shit. Like you gotta get guns and shit in advance. Yeah. The last day you go, you dead.
In one of the movies, like in a different one, it was like an experiment first, and they only did it in one state. It wasn't all over the world. All
right, say nigga, just home.
So
let's take the movies out. What is Larry gonna do? It's the first thing he gonna do. His crime is legal.
Getting something to protect myself.
I already know what he's talking about. We had this conversation before. All
right, say Fresh.
What you gonna do? What's the first thing you gonna do? Purge.
Say Mike.
All crime illegal.
Everything legal. You can't go to jail. There's no consequences. What's the first thing you're going to do?
Oh, shit. Crime-wise, it's rob a bank, obviously, to get the money. But realistically, I'm going to try to fucking shelter in place and protect the people I'm with. All of us got to be in the same place. I got to protect all. We got to protect each other.
Protect yourself.
I already know what you're going to do. You're talking about robbing a bank.
No, this is what we're going
to
do.
Yeah, see, exactly. He wants us to rob a bank.
About 20 of us. About 20 of us. We all going to be loaded like assault rifles. You coming too, nigga?
We're protecting.
Yeah, we going to assault rifles and everything.
Exactly.
Bulletproof vests, armor, like SWAT gear armor. We going to chase Capital One. We hitting every bank back to back to back to back.
And what about the other people with that same idea? We got to go to war with them.
Say, bro, I seen them. They weren't even doing that.
You just said in the movie out.
Hold up.
This means in real life.
But I'm telling niggas straight up. I'm like, dog, the bank got buku money. We go 50-50 with that shit. Let's go. Let's hit all the banks. Let's go.
Nah, how I feel like in general, in a city is the most populated place. It's going to be a war zone.
Yeah, that's why I'm going
to
fuck it
place going to be a war zone.
That shit going to be too dangerous to be
It's going to be dangerous.
Walmart.
Shit.
Dangerous.
We're going to side Walmart. We're going to side the mom and pop stores. I bet every store I go to, man, I'm getting money. What you think I'm wasting my purgeness on just sitting here looking stupid?
No. We not wasting. No. We got time to do something, but you hear me? We're going to have to be strategic. That's how I feel.
Yes, nigga, we hitting banks.
All the fucking maniacs they got in this city.
Nigga, I'm going to have like a...
Y'all niggas think y'all going to go through the fucking city unscathed.
Yeah.
And rob a bank.
Yeah, nigga.
It's not impossible.
These niggas already living like that.
It wasn't some people went unscathed in the movie, so...
Cause them niggas, they got niggas already living like that now without the purse.
Nah, nigga, we gonna plan ahead. We gonna see where the sewer is. We getting that money. We jumping in the sewer. We underground until the purge over with. See, nigga, I be in that sewer for fucking $10 million. I'm scared of rats, but I be in that sewer for $10 million.
It's only 12 hours. Fuck, it's not like it's a full 24.
Yeah, nigga, we gonna keep robbing banks and we in the sewer.
Yeah.
Cause we gonna set up in advance. We gonna have like lights and candles and food.
And
clean that bitch.
Yeah.
We gonna clean that bitch up.
I think 12 hours is possible. You could at least hit a couple of them.
If you plan that shit ahead of time, it's possible.
Yeah. So after the purge, nigga, that nigga Dom came up. That nigga worth $70 million. He came up.
The funny part about the purge is, say like the purge, you try to kill somebody and you don't get them. You gotta see that nigga the next day. That's tough.
That's why that movie's unrealistic. Cause peep this. Say you like say you work with somebody, you rape them.
Right.
Oh, that's
you crazy. Think they'll come the next day and be like, oh, I'ma get you next year.
Right.
No, nigga. This shit gonna linger on. Yeah, nigga try to kill me. Next day, hey boss, how you doing? You died in this motherfucker.
Right. Oh, Lord. Oh, you trying to kill your boss, you miss. Nigga, you fired the next day. You trying to come in to work.
Hey, gotta watch this nigga. He might try to kill me.
That happened in the movie, though. That happened in the movie, too. He got in the house and kill him. The man, gonna have to see the man later.
Oh, Lord.
That's tough.
Right. Nigga, I'm not waiting 365 days to get revenge.
Right.
Nigga, you dying the next day.
That's what I was gonna say, though. But this every year. This coming up every year.
I'm not waiting. I'm not waiting, nigga. You think you got a whole year? No.
What if that person come back for you, though? Like, the next year. Like, you do something and you get away?
He's going to die the next day.
This nigga, like, I'm not waiting.
If the purge is August 15th, he's dying August 16th. And his mama. Because she raised the bitch.
The government would never sanction nothing like that, though. Like, well, that shit wild.
I hope not, nigga.
Right. Especially after the way you be pissing people off. Shit.
Yeah, somebody coming for you.
Come get me. Back in the bazooka. I'm by that door right now. I'm by that door.
Like Scarface.
With a machine gun. I'm lighting niggas up.
Come for the like, man, this nigga too childish. I'm going to get him.
I'm going to take about 10 out with me, though. And you better avenge my death.
Of course, nigga. What?
Don't wait for the year to pass. The next fucking day.
He said he's going to slide the next day.
Walk out of my job. Oh, that's who killed Dominic? Yo. Do they let the criminals out, like, in jail on a purge?
I don't think they get a pass because they committed a crime on non-purge day. Like, I think it's, the rules still the same on regular days.
But there ain't no guards in jail. The guards died.
Then what, they had a purge in jail?
I don't think they get to participate. I'm assuming because they, you know, they like they.
Oh not, man, I don't want no jail purge.
Like a regular person.
Lock me in my cell. I want no jail purge. Lock me in my cell. If I can't kill a guard, I don't want it.
What the fuck you gonna kill a guard for? Just because?
Something to do.
He can say something to do.
All right, I guess that's everything.
Oh, shit.
I want to get y'all thoughts on the purge. We can start the pod now. Yo, Mike, start the pod in 3, 2, 1. What episode is this? 139.
How you going to ask me that?
Bro, this thing is so bad at starting the pod.
Because somebody don't like the fucking song. Can I get
a fuck you? Hey, nigga, shut the fuck up. Can I get a... What's the gold nigga anthem right here? Can you bounce with me, bounce with me? Yes. Can you bounce with me? Oh, niggas hate on Ja Rule, though. Yeah. I'm gonna get Ja Rule at.
I know that's why you think this, man.
Yeah. It ain't question or question. How my dough flows. I'm good to these bad hoes.
Like Cookie Monster. How you cut it? What's up, people? Welcome to episode, I want to say 139 of the TMI podcast. That's Toxic Masculinity Issues. Y'all could be anywhere in the world, but y'all rocking with us. I'm forever grateful. Mike forever grateful. I got my dude in the building.
Whoa.
But you know me. I used to be the talk of the town next around. Now I'm Mr. One of a Kind, but I'm kind of the one. Hollywood Nikki.
Really sneak around just in case y'all forgot. They've been trying to stop the way, but the way don't stop.
Underrated. Mike Fresh. We got music. Larry ain't got no music. And we got my special guest. He's been mentioned on this podcast a lot. First, we was talking about pie. That's the nigga that like pumpkin pie.
I thought you was white when he said that. I think everybody did, though. Nah.
But like I say, man, it's my bro. A pleasure for him to be here, my man, LM Larry Marquez.
I'm surprised I ain't in no boo.
I thought he was about to boo you. That's why I said.
All right, let's get into that mental health check. Yo, Larry, how your week was, man?
My week was good. You know, work been a lot. You heard me? All these trucks rolling in. You know how it is. I'm ready to get my truck back. You hear me? Out the shop. You hear me? Just doing good. That's it.
Oh, we doing it. You heard me count. Larry loves to say you heard me. He talk real New Orleans like, even though he from Slidell.
Downtown. Nah,
he don't like that. From New Orleans. So fresh. How your week was, man?
Work. Yeah, I went got my tab, did my taxes. Niggas be hating because I go to work, man.
Like, I didn't work too much,
though. I'm the one that had asked the question, why you don't do more? Like, give me some more money. I said, oh, I don't got no money to get out.
I went out. I did my taxes. Ain't getting shit back like always.
What's the point of that?
I mean, if you got kids, it's something.
Man, you gotta have kids.
Hold up. Oh, I do want to talk about taxes. You know what I hate? I hate niggas that be capping about tax season. Like, I be seeing the posts and the memes like, some people look forward to tax season. I don't. That shit's scary. When you're in a different tax bracket, it's scary. I'm like, all right. The tax bracket that you got to be in to get a 32% is like over $300,000.
Right.
I know you don't make that. I know you don't make that.
Right.
In fact, I think when you make under $45,000, which most Americans do, that's $20 an hour. Right. That's $20 an hour. Right. So 97% of us
right.
make under $20 an hour. So your tax is like 12%.
Right.
Between $45,000 and $100,000, that's me. It's like, I think it's like 22% or something.
Right.
And it keeps shooting up. So stop capping about taxes are scary. Like, no, nigga, you don't even get that tax break. You don't make that kind of money. Stop faking it. Like, niggas be trying to fake like they big time. Like, we all broke, nigga. Like, nigga, I make a lot of money and I'm broke, nigga. We all fucking broke. Like, you don't see me capping like I'm a millionaire. I can do what I want, but you don't see me capping like that. If I can do what I want, I fuck Rihanna right now in a Lamborghini.
ASAP gonna fuck. He gonna catch the shit one day. ASAP gonna fuck you up.
I doubt it. I doubt it, nigga. These motherfuckers work.
Somebody gonna tag ASAP one day.
Yeah, I'm gonna tag him with this. Let him run up. Pop. Beat him black and blue. He already black.
I'm about to say.
But yeah, at taxi, this shit pissed me off. Yeah, like.
And you know you're not.
It's not hurting. It's not hurting y'all. Like, I don't get no money back because I ain't got no kids.
Right.
But they act like they gotta pay
gotta
the IRS $20,000. You don't. You barely made $20,000. Stop it. Stop it.
That's because them niggas don't be doing their taxes and that shit be backed up. That's why they say that shit.
Yeah. Tax season is scary.
Niggas be going
file. Bitch, you broke.
Niggas be going 8 years without filing their taxes.
But I know they broke. It don't affect them. Like business owners, are y'all okay? Nigga, we a business owner. We don't make enough that it's scary.
Right.
Nigga, I own like 2 businesses. I own 3 businesses, nigga. Hey. I don't make enough money. Well, ooh, I'm scared. Yeah. I own 3 businesses and still got a job. Nigga, like, I'm trying to make it. Oh, let's talk about my week, though. Nah, it wasn't that good, yo. Went to the doctor. My shit is getting worse. Like, over time, it's going to keep deteriorating my kidneys. I mean, it's not, like, deadly or nothing, but my shit getting worse and worse. But I did take off work Thursday. I ain't going to hold you. I left work early today, too. It was, like, 1 o'clock. I looked at Mike. Like, say, fool, what time you going to lunch? Like, I'll go now. Like, I'm out. I don't recall doing anything else this week. Shit. That's about it. I don't know. Shit. Let's start off on some music shit. What is this music or what is this? All this relationship stuff. If one dude who's a rapper, they dates a woman who's about to get married as his sugar mama, what do you call that? In fact, they weren't dating. He was popping her.
She
giving her money?
She cheating on her nigga. That's what I call it.
Well, let's not leave everybody in the dark. They got some rapper named Loose Cannon. I never heard of him.
I was about to say,
but I don't listen to rap music like that.
Never heard this nigga dead in my life, dog.
You ever heard of him?
No, I ain't know. Never heard of him.
He sent me the doc, and I'm like, I say Luck. I say, who the fuck is Luck? What?
Loose Cannon. I thought you were talking about Nick Cannon.
That name kind of fire though. Loose Cannon. That's kind of fire. But like the game fucked up, and I'm gonna tell you why it's fucked up. Niggas love attention. In fact, I think niggas gay because they love attention more than they love pussy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Thanks.
If Shawnee O'Neal, who's married to some pastor now, if she wanted some dick on the side and she was breaking you off money, why are you telling the world? What kind of man move like that?
Right.
New niggas. Oh, shit. She bought me a watch. She
probably got in his feelings. Probably got in his feelings.
Like, nigga, a clown. Obviously, he's broke. And she got some bread because she got half a Shaq money.
Yeah.
Like, we can have you killed. You playing around, nigga. Right. Nigga, fuck right. You up.
Even if he was mad about it, then fucking take little veil shots online. Nobody gonna know what the fuck you talking about. Like, bitches ain't shit. And write shit like that online, nigga. Like, nigga, you ain't gotta come out saying names. Like, pillow talking niggas, dog.
Yeah.
But peep this. He's not a famous rapper. So, you know he do, like, local shows. So, when he in a small venue, he can get touched.
Right,
like, man. So stop it. Hey, Shawnee, the bread right, I'll go. Shawnee probably a freak. I want the bread in the head.
This shit's popping him off.
I want a Richard Millie watch. Fuck. Nah, I hate niggas that pillow talk, man. How y'all feel about that shit?
Man, I feel like, yeah, he probably got in his feelings about her, like, oh, you still with this? He probably, like, really wanted her, but, like, you know, some females, they always don't leave, like, their husband and stuff for the side, nigga, and they be falling in their feelings. That's how I feel. Like, he probably fell in his feelings and, like, he wanted to be with her or something like that.
That's true, but if you a side nigga, which you knew you was, there's rules.
Facts.
Like, the first rule is don't catch feelings.
Right.
That's the first rule.
Niggas always be like, oh, they cool with fucking at first, and then, you know, they start...
Yeah,
you fuck it, and you lay down.
Uh-huh.
You be laid up in the
falling too deep in it.
Hold up.
What?
You ever been a side nigga before?
No.
All right. You gonna fall in love?
Nah, they always fall in love with me.
Every nigga say that. I know he's gonna say that shit.
But all right, Mike, you've been around me.
You light skinned, you know.
I don't fuck that. I used to talk it because you can't. To me, the rules is if you got a man, I can't date you. Dating facts, is for right? Getting to know somebody.
Mm-hmm.
I can't date you. You in a relationship. We can fuck, but I can't take you nowhere. Like, dating is for single people, not people with a boyfriend. Now, you want some dick, then yeah.
Say, Mike, like, I know you got like, rules and principles that your code of conduct that you live by.
Yeah.
Some of the shit I don't fuck with. And you know what I'm getting at?
Yes.
All right. Mike bothers me with this. Mike, he would date a chick who fucked 100 niggas. But he won't date a chick that fuck like one nigga if it was his friend.
All right. I can understand that.
No, I can't.
Wait.
Let the man finish. Damn.
I can see both sides of it. Some people don't think body counts like matter. So by her having 100 bodies, she probably experienced. Some people. They got people in the world. Everybody different. Everybody is not the same.
How does Larry feel? Body counts matter to you?
I understand both points of it. Yes, body counts matter to me, but they might not matter to this man.
It doesn't.
You hear me?
That's why I don't like him.
He probably don't want to hit because, quote unquote, she got one body, two body, three bodies. She's still basically a virgin. Like, she not experienced as that one with 100 bodies, obviously.
And I like nasty women on top of that. Like, super nasty.
Everybody's super nasty.
No,
they like you.
No, I don't want to have to teach the bitch. I want to come ready-made. Like, no. I don't want to draft the project. I want LeBron James, nigga. I want you ready to go day one.
You ready to get it soaked for
a minute, an hour.
Who, me? I need a minute because I'm ready to get in the guts. I'll be ready to get in the guts quick, nigga.
Like, after
a few slurps, man. I need that pussy
nigga,
now.
Nigga, you got one pick. You want LeBron or you want Jokic? Not now, Jokic. You want rookie Jokic when he was a second round pick. He is a project.
I like molding people.
I don't like molding.
No, because I'm thinking, man, this bitch nasty. She must did it to everybody.
And I'd be like, ooh, I appreciate it. I appreciate it, homie. Appreciate it.
So, Larry, would you date a chick? Fuck one of your friends?
No.
Thank you.
Oh, if you had to choose between a chick, she only fucked four dudes, but one of them was your friend. Or she fucked 150 dudes. Who you picking?
No, type of females like that, they're shareable. you need to understand, if you're a man and you're doing that, like, with your partners or your friends or anything, your females doing that, they are shareable. So you don't need to date none of them at all. Huh?
No, I'm saying you was on the side of the mic real
quick. My fault.
But no, nigga, this is a black and white question. The 150 or the four who fucked your dude? You got to pick one of those two.
150?
She fucked 100. She fucked 100 niggas. And this one only fucked four people, but she fucked me.
It's not a hard answer. It's an easy answer for me, though. Like, I got a core group of niggas I'm not fucking behind. He one of them.
Nah, because that's because you scared you ain't gonna fit no more.
No, it's not that either. Like, nigga, all you don't want to be, you know, you chilling with a chick, y'all kissing, let's think about this. Let me y'all think about loving it. On each other. She done sucked this nigga dick. Because every bitch he fucks sucked his dick.
I'll probably damage her voice box and everything. Me.
Now he got to go overboard with this shit.
I'll do the 150.
Thank you.
I'll do the 150.
You
don't want
to be thinking about
just
that.
Because he said.
But you eat a pussy. You don't eat pussy. 150 dicks in there. 150 nuts in there mixing still. Like the nuts.
It ain't yours.
The nuts still in there.
It's not yours.
Man.
You don't know none of them people.
Exactly.
Man, I'm not eating no fucking 150 coochie
nigga. You don't eat coochie, period. Nigga, it don't matter if it's one nigga or 100. So it don't matter.
I might get my nasty bag inside eat that night.
No, nigga. Like, they did. They got too many women out there for that. What the ratio is? Like 3-1? Some shit like that?
Yeah, it's 3-1, but I don't know. I think differently. I'm cool with dating a chick who fucked one of my niggas as long as it ain't 100 niggas. Body count matter to me. Like,
so, all right. So, you dating her and you know your partner smashed and you'll still bring her around your partner, like all y'all be friends and like hang out together and stuff like that?
Yes.
That's crazy.
My partners respect me. They're not going to say nothing crazy. They respect me enough. And plus, they know I'm fucking crazy, so they ain't going to say nothing stupid. Like, if nigga, really got a problem, I don't fake crazy.
Like, you could just pull it to the side and be like, if a nigga feel like, if he feel like some shit gonna make you uncomfortable, he ain't gonna really move like that.
What if she do something to make you uncomfortable around him?
What you gonna do, grab his dick?
Right.
Flirting, anything, you know?
Nigga, she's not a man. I can beat her up. I gotta stop saying shit like this on the pod because niggas believe me. I can't even joke about. I can't really pile like I want to because they believe everything I say.
Like, it's our platform, nigga. Fuck, we can joke how we want to.
And everybody believes everything I say.
He
beat up women.
Fuck.
Nah, she did some shit like that. My niggas, they move to be like, yo, you got to get out. I can't. Like, they ain't gonna sit right there and flirt back,
right?
Cause then I'm gonna tell her like, get the fuck out.
I'm gonna be like, this bitch wild.
And you better flirt from my face, nigga. I'll fight you. So you better be able to fight. And you better not win because you're getting shot. You better not win. So you better just stay here and just get beat up.
I just feel like that's a more awkward position than a girl with 150. That's more awkward position.
No, that's bad. You go in the mall and you see everybody looking at her and she's like, oh, that's a friend. That's a friend. That's a friend. That's a friend. We in the mall, she fuck 8 niggas in there? That's a lot of niggas.
That's crazy.
Like, I went to a party one time. I saw like 6 bitches I fucked. It was very uncomfortable. And it had one setting. That shit was very uncomfortable.
This nigga here. Yeah. No, so like, I'd rather go to the mall and have niggas staring me down because I did fucked her. Then walk into a, say, you have on a birthday party. I walk in there and your eyes get big because it's some bitch you done did some terrible shit to. I'm talking about not like human bad. I'm talking about nasty. Like, you got your nasty bag that night. And I walk in there with her.
It depends how much you love her. If you love her, I ain't going to say nothing.
It don't matter. Eventually she gonna say something.
Well, if you love her, I'm not gonna say you nothing because I ain't about to let you ruin it.
Eventually she gonna say something though. Cause you know how they is.
I'm gonna pay her off.
You paying for it?
I'm not paying for the cushion.
Yeah, I'm
paying for a silence. And she gonna know I'm crazy, so if she break the silence, I'm gonna kill her. And I'm put that fear of God in her, so she ain't gonna do it.
But all that could be avoided, she just be up front and then I could just jump her and then move on to the next chick. We don't even got to worry about all that.
So you got a problem dating the chick that I fucked, even though she's perfect for you?
Yes. How is she perfect for me if she fucked you?
Are you scared that you're not going to be adequate enough for her after me?
No, you think I'm worrying about comparing my dick to yours? No, nigga, it's not about that.
You think you fuck better than me?
Oh,
Lord. I mean,
make everything a competition, though.
Maybe now, but not, well, 10 years ago, no. prime nigga has you, son. I don't know. I was good prime, nigga. I'm trash now.
You had all lazy dick and you don't eat pussy and ass. So I know I'm better than you.
Yeah, but
you lazy.
My lazy dick is B+. Like when I give out good dick, nigga, it's good dick. They be there.
But you gotta have you're not a 5'2" player, dog. You don't fuck good and eat ass and pussy. You just do one thing. You're a one trick pony. You're Carmelo. You score. You get buckets. I'm LeBron. I'm rebounding. I'm handing out. I'm dishing and I'm getting buckets.
Point guard and big man.
Oh man, stick a dump. Stick a dump. Yo, we talking about this shit, but I saw my dog Carol post something on Instagram on Facebook. He was like, "I'll be damned if I beg somebody for support."
Yeah,
and I feel the same way. But like right under him, I was scrolling down. And this chick I know, she was complaining about not getting support. She was like, "None of y'all support me in my business, but it's cool." I'm like, "Bitch, your business is sucking dick. Like, like you're OnlyFans. Like, you're OnlyFans girl. And I don't host shame. You just do your thing. I don't care.
Right.
But your business is sucking dick. And then I seen some videos like you don't suck dick that good either. So like, I'ma support you. I can't net from this."
Like, that she ain't promote herself well. Yeah,
like, damn. Like, your vids are trash. Like, she on Twitter leaving clips and shit. Like, your shit trash. Like, what am I do?
I don't know what to tell her, though. Maybe she got to start squirting or something. I don't know. Make some squirt videos. She do that?
Yeah, she do that.
Oh, I don't know.
She ain't promote herself good enough.
I mean, shit.
She said nobody support.
Maybe her shit might be too high. How much that shit is? I don't know.
Nigga, I'm banned from OnlyFans. I don't know.
That shit might be too high. That's why niggas don't want
to
pay for
it. I'm about to try to buy somebody OnlyFans for them. I'll be wanting to click on some shit I can't.
Hey, yo, bro. I learned my lesson from the pandemic when I was just clicking on this subscribe, and them bitches don't even be naked. I feel cheated. So now I'm particular now. Man,
dog, that's how Melissa Ford got me.
Yes. Tahiri got me with the same shit. Fuck, who else? It was a bunch of stuff.
But Melissa Ford got me with that on unlock this video. Like, I'm naked. It was like 5 pictures. Like, I'm naked. You see my nipples. Like, it's like 5 pictures for $10. Like, I got $10.
Right.
She in the water. You can't see that. She's in the water. I think I was so bad. I'm still bad. Bitch, get my $10 back. Oh, man.
That's it.
Yo, saw Young Thug. He on trial right now.
Yeah.
And he was on a call with Mariah the Scientist. How the call got leaked? That's illegal.
Somebody probably paid off though.
But all that, everything shit? Recorded.
Yeah, but it's recorded, but it can't be leaked. That's a civil rights or whatever. That's a violation of civil rights. You can't leak somebody's call and
somebody
to the media.
Somebody got to be recording from the other end then. Because like you said, it's when the jail recorded, it's all good to them. That's all their information. Somebody had to be recording from the other end to get leaked.
If I was to speculate, you know they got cameras. That jail got cameras like by everything.
Yeah. Right.
So whoever runs the CTC?
Yeah.
This CTC
the closed circuit shit, yeah.
He saw it, saved it to like a flash drive and sold it to somebody.
Yeah, he sold it to somebody. Hey, that, TMZ, they always paying shit off. You know how they get down. They give somebody 100 bands.
Imagine anything. How we recording on stuff these days. You know they got screen record. You heard me, you can record the screen with the voice. He could have did it like that on an iPad or something, or computer, something like that.
I had to look at it. It's just nasty. That's a hard trial already on both sides.
Yeah, he don't need no more smoke.
It's hard to prove a RICO case in general.
Right.
And Young Thug looks hella guilty at some stuff. Mm-hmm. Like some shit he looks hella guilty at.
Yeah.
Right.
It's hard to put everything on him like a RICO shit, but like this, that shit might like, he might be able to weasel out because of cracks like that in the prosecution.
Right.
But since we're talking about trials, They retrialed Cardale Hayes, known as Bear out here.
It's for the second time, right?
Yeah, the retrial. Yeah. The first time he's convicted of manslaughter, sentenced to 25 years. But it was a 10-2 verdict. And not a Supreme Court. They can't be. Got to be unanimous.
Yeah,
got
to be unanimous now. Yeah.
So they retrialed him. Same thing. And he was guilty of two counts. Count two of manslaughter.
Ain't got nothing.
Not guilty of count one or something.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know how I feel about this. Yo. There's so many sides to that story. About, like, a quick breakdown. They were driving, I think, downtown or something.
It was uptown.
Uptown. Yeah. Well, Will Smith hit Bear's car. I think he had a Hummer.
Yeah.
This was a long time ago.
I remember. Yeah, I remember when this happened.
Chopped tools when it happened. I remember the story.
It's a long time ago, but Will Smith allegedly hit Bear's Hummer. Then instead of Bear pulled over. Cardale pulled over, and instead of Will Smith pulling over, he took off.
Right.
So Cardale, I think he was with I want to say Byron Steele. Oh no, he was with Kevin O'Neill. That's who he was with, Kevin O'Neill. They started chasing after Will Smith. And that's when the situation got foggy. He crashed into Will Smith's car.
Right.
They got out.
Exchange words.
Somebody was mad. He was drunk.
Right.
He was three times above the legal limit.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody in Will Smith's party took their shirt off and was, we from New Orleans. You take your shirt off, that means we about to fight. We about to get it cracking.
Right.
Will walked to his car, allegedly getting a gun. Cardale started firing maybe like 8 shots. I think he was like 6 times to hit his wife, hit Raquel.
Yeah, and late.
So people are saying free Bear. Yo, he did a crime. I don't think he should have got 25 years because if somebody tell me they going to their car, my first reaction is probably to pop him.
Right.
Right.
But the law said you got to wait.
Whoa, that's crazy. So you got to wait?
Yeah.
For self-defense, you got to wait.
But that's not self-defense. That's alleged self-defense. Like me saying I'm going to shoot you, but I ain't got no gun on me.
Okay.
You and Nick get into it, and you be like, we get into an argument. And he see you reach, but he think you got a gun, he shoot you first?
That'll work.
Yeah.
That'll work. But if you say I'm going to get my gun, and you start walking that way, and I shoot you.
That's not what you said happened, though.
It is. You
said he took his shirt off.
No, that was somebody else.
Somebody else took their shirt off?
Yeah, it was Will Smith had a bunch of people with him. Yeah.
Right.
So one of his friends took his shirt off and was like, yeah, what's up? What's happening?
Wait, who he hit?
Bell hit Will Smith. Will Smith hit Bell first and then he chased him. Then
Who he shot? He
shot Will Smith. Will Smith is dead.
He was a former Saints player. That's how I knew he wasn't going to be discharged. Like he was part of that Super Bowl.
Yeah,
team.
he was supposed to pop whoever took their shirt off. Whoever was threatening to fight him, that's who he should have popped.
Will Smith was threatening to shoot him.
Yeah.
But
he was arguing with a bunch of niggas.
And some witnesses say Will Smith was the aggressor. I know people who know Cardale and he's kind of an asshole sometimes.
Right.
Kind of like a bully sometimes. But Will Smith also been a bully his whole life.
Yeah.
Right.
They got stories about him beating the shit out of Raquel.
Yeah.
He's been a bully. Like, manslaughter should be like 8 to 10 years. That's how it normally is.
Yeah. Ain't that the lowest one you could get?
Yeah, because, I mean, they try to hit you for murder or manslaughter.
Right.
Murder is harder to prove. Because murder, you got to prove motive and intent.
Yeah, intent,
But it's first degree, second degree, and third degree.
Nigga, I'm not a murder expert. One of them got to be premeditated and shit like that. No, but I know for a fact, murder, you got to have motive and intent.
Yeah.
They wouldn't be able to get them on murder.
Yeah, that's why they settled for manslaughter.
They wouldn't because his intent not to kill. His intent was to talk. And if a nigga tell me I'm going to kill you, you got to.
Right. That shit just escalated. But I knew he wasn't going to be discharged. It don't matter how many times they retry this shit.
I go from a car wreck to somebody killing somebody.
Two egos.
But a lot of car wrecks in violence. Joe McKnight.
Yep.
Who else?
That's the two most high profile.
The white Bronco.
Oh no, that
OJ wasn't about no.
Shout out to OJ. My brother OJ. Two less of them. Keep up the good work. I'll put that drop in one time. Yo. All right, well, yo, Cardell, keep your head up. Prayers for the Smith family. Big Frieda made up her case about how corrupt the city is. All right, yo, what she was saying made sense. It had credence and validity, but her voice, like, I can't take that serious.
I'm not supposed to be laughing.
Oh no, the judge is corrupt. The DA, like, come on, dog. Like, my cousin ain't dog. Like, if you want, man, just talk regular. And I'm gonna try to believe you and listen to you. You gotta talk regular,
right?
Because you talk with a bounce voice.
Right. Imagine being in court with that.
Damn.
It's funny they would say not guilty.
I'm not guilty. You would say funny, but
she disturbing the whole court.
Yo, Frieda, you're welcome on the TMI podcast whenever you want. Because we respect your own New Orleans legend. We respect you.
Oh, Lord.
Man, let's talk about some beef. Pause. Who on top of the mountain of female rap?
All time or current?
All time.
Rapping? Don't have to say Nicki, dog.
It's Nicki Minaj. It's Nicki Minaj. Well, you know, huh, Meg Thee Stallion got a steamy feud going on. You heard the diss track?
Yeah, I heard it.
Who wrote the diss track?
Meg dissed a lot of people.
Meg dissed a lot of people.
She ain't say names, but...
And I think she dissed Kenneth Perry. Kenneth Petty.
Petty, yeah.
Kenneth Petty's Nicki Minaj's husband. Meg Thee Stallion said verbatim something like, You ain't got a problem with Megan. You got a problem with Megan's Law. And Megan's Law is Megan's Law is all sex offenders got to register.
Yeah.
And he's a sex offender.
Yes, he is.
So that's Nicki. But Nicki Minaj, like, you take a shot at my husband, I got to swing back. So
she responded immediately. Like, nigga, immediately. Oh, she was on live.
What was her response?
Nah, she was just saying a lot of shit.
She
like
called a Bigfoot.
Called a tell me see her albums and shit flopped. Because she kind of flopped.
She got to stand on her good foot, making shit jokes about her getting shot.
She did her Jamaican accent.
She was doing all kinds of shit on live.
I ain't watching.
Talked about her mama being dead. It was all kinds of shit.
Oh man,
yo, I ain't gonna lie. I fuck with both women. I fuck with Nicki Minaj more. Because she's super talented to me. She can rap. But Nicki Minaj is 41 and she's corny. like my nigga, you behaving like a teenager. You're very corny. Like, you coked up or something. I don't know what's up with you, but it's not becoming of you. Especially somebody who's on the throne of rap. Like, female rap, she's on the throne. You can't take that from her. She's that nigga. And ironically, she beats with every woman in the industry.
Right. Except for the ones that kiss her ass. That's the only one she really get along with.
Yeah,
the ones who like go out their way to praise her, I guess they be trying to get a verse or whatever.
But like all her beefs are warranted because Cardi took a shot at her, Remy took a shot at her, Latto took a shot at her, Carisha. You know, over time everybody take like little small shots, and you ain't gonna see them, but she sees them.
But to them people, rap is they feel like there's levels to it. Like, who are you to come diss me if you ain't never make it to that spot that I'm at already? Like. Say Meek Mill dissing Drake. Drake way bigger than Meek Mill, like, music-wise.
Yeah, but Meek Mill was...
He was on top.
Meek Mill was on the come up. He was pretty...
Right.
Like, he was mentioned as one of the good niggas that's coming out of the crop.
Right.
That's somebody like, give me a different rapper. Give me somebody. Somebody kind of... Gutter. Gutter cannot diss Drake.
Yeah.
Right.
Gutter can't diss me. D1.
I knew he was about to say it. I knew it was coming.
If D1 like, wrote you a diss track right now, what would be your response?
I hope he do it.
You serious? I ain't a nigga career. I can rap, nigga. I end his career, nigga. Nigga, I quit work for a week. I'll be in that. I'll end a nigga career. I know how to rap,
brother. Hollywood, brother. I love you, brother. I love you too much, brother.
I'ma light that nigga up. I know how to rap, nigga. I retire,
brother. I love you, brother. I learned how to rap too. I've been in this game for a decade plus, brother.
Hold up. Let me say this real. All right, but man, and that Nicki shit, that Nicki Meg shit, man, that shit corny, bro. Like, whatever, y'all work that shit out. Y'all kiss.
Film it. Like, use a lot of tongue.
Kiss and make up. Y'all come on this couch if y'all want. We can do a lot on this couch.
Yeah. They can come on here and kiss and make up, literally.
See, I'm about to get y'all right now. Exam. What's the nigga name? Zam.
Nizam?
What's Zam real name?
Nizam.
Z-A-M?
No, it's Nizam with an N. Nizam.
Oh, Nazam, Zam. Said, bro, you not goofy, you sound. Talk about niggas like Common. Dog. I'm a hip hop head. I can name one Common album and maybe three Common songs.
Oh, the light. What else? Testify.
Testify. Go.
That's my favorite one. Shit, I think I can't think of another one.
Cause they all trash. Like, I said this shit at Delgado. Everybody see, I like Common cause it sound good. Nobody likes Common. Hey, Larry, I'm gonna ask you a question. Don't lie. Listen to Common?
No, I never even heard a song, man. Don't. I probably did, but it wouldn't even register to me.
Only thing nigga know about Common is he's an actor.
Yeah.
And he was dating Serena Williams, Tiffany Haddish, yeah, and Jennifer Hudson.
Yeah, I know all that stuff about him. I don't know about his music career like music. That.
And he tried to diss Drake.
He like a Nick Cannon to me.
He was beefing with Ice Cube,
know.
Huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he was beefing with Ice Cube. He got murdered.
He's beef with the old West Side Connection. Yo, like, no offense. I mean, Common, he probably a cool dude. But I don't like him anyway, because on Barbershop, he was fucking Eve instead of Nicki Minaj. And Barbershop 3, Nicki Minaj threw that coochie at him and he ain't want it. For Eve, man. Get the fuck out of here, man. You saw how good she looked in Barbershop 3? Yes. Nigga, I'd eat her ass. I don't eat ass. I would eat her ass. Nigga, she was looking so good in Barbershop 3, I'd have been an ass eater.
She was looking real good, son.
She
would have to leave me to all the cheating. I'm sorry.
Hey, Safari's stupid. I got her pregnant. That nigga dumb.
Oh, man.
Now he ain't got nobody. Strip! All right. Let's talk about one more beef. You know what's worse than that fucking Nicki and Meg? Man, fuck it. The R. Kelly I Hate You Award go to Marshall Mathers. Eminem.
More Eminem slander. 2 weeks in a row.
Say, dog, nobody want to hear your bitch ass rap. You're not good no more, dog. You lost it. Everybody lost it. Like Michael Jordan can't ball no more. Over time, you lose it. But this nigga, he trying to bring back a 20-year-old beef. He was beefing with Benzino in 1998.
He still hate Benzino? Dang.
He gonna make a diss track about Benzino Friday.
For what?
Just to do it. It was called Doomsday 2.
Y'all trying to be relevant.
Man, Eminem, dog, go beef with somebody that can rap. Nigga, send a shot at Drake. Yeah. No, send a shot at J. Cole. I dare you to send a shot at J. Cole. Benzino don't even rap no more. Benzino just a old ass nigga with no neck.
Right.
Nigga, I hope he send a shot at Koi, because Koi Larry gonna get him. And I'm gonna help him.
I'm gonna help her too because I won't fuck.
And I won't fight. You tell me, tell us something, I'll beat your stupid ass up. Dog, I'm tired of people saying this nigga the Kiga rap because he rhyme words.
That boy is so pumped.
I don't gonna hear this shit.
Like, you say stupid shit like, elephant, relevant, celibate, hellabent, hella spent. And then, oh, he can rap.
That's it. Every time we talk about Eminem, I'm always thinking about one nigga, Harold, though.
Testicles, vesticles?
He the only nigga I know ever said Eminem was the GOAT.
Dog. From rapping ability, he's top 15. His rapping ability. But overall, as an artist, he like top 40.
And that's crazy because people be saying he top 3 and top 5 and top 10.
If you heard Lil Wayne rap and Eminem rap, how the fuck you gonna put Eminem over Lil Wayne? Impossible. Fucking possible.
They was on the same song. How you listen to that song? I'm like, damn, man, when I'm killing these niggas. Like, what the fuck are you listening to? What are you listening
Eminem
to?
Eminem kill Wayne on that?
No.
Live Forever?
Yeah.
Live Forever, he was the worst one.
No. Yes.
Nigga, Drake, Wayne, Kanye were better.
Yeah, I'm saying, how you listen to that shit and be like, Eminem killing these niggas?
No. Hey, we gotta clear something up. We gotta clear the biggest rumor in hip hop. Since Nas said that niggas ran with that shit. The song Renegade, Jay-Z was better than Eminem on Renegade.
I'm tired of saying it. I've been saying it.
Both verses, Jay-Z is better than Eminem.
I'm tired of saying it, dog.
Like, I can't really than that nigga say. Go to war with the moments, take a bath with the calyx and holy water. Nigga, you're not talking about nothing, nigga. Stop it.
Like, I don't know.
Like, Nas said it, so niggas ran with it.
Right.
Eminem ain't beat nobody in no rapping except for D12. Because them niggas suck. In fact, I'm willing to bet you put me and Eminem on a song, I'm going to eat his ass up. Pause. I'm going to knock his teeth out, too. He said something. I'm going to knock the dentures out. Old motherfucker. God, I hate the old ass nigga beefing for no reason. Oh, Benzino chilling. Let me talk about Benzino.
I never talk
about somebody active, nigga.
I never thought I'd see a day with somebody defending Benzino, dog.
Oh, I hate Benzino bitch ass. I like his daughter, though. What up, Coy? You're fine.
Didn't he beef with Busta Rhymes too lately? Benzino?
It wasn't lately, but I mean,
sometime last year.
Everybody was beefing with Benzino at one point. Yeah, because I think Busta was. He did a song with Coy Lee Ray. I ain't hear the song, but. Was he talking nasty or something? What was he doing? I don't know.
No, I thought they were saying that she was on a half naked and stuff, and he was in a video with her.
All the time.
She had, she don't wear clothes.
She don't wear clothes.
Yeah, and Benzino felt some type of way about that.
Like, Carly Rae never put on clothes.
She needs OnlyFans.
I be like, I know I ain't the only one. You be praying like people fall off so they could start an OnlyFans. I be praying. I know that's bad, dog. I know.
I'd be like,
damn, I want to see this bitch naked. I hope she fucking fall flat on her face so I can see her naked.
I Google everything.
But they don't be having no naked. Yeah. I want to see nakedness.
I've been trying to get Ruby Rose naked for the longest.
Fuck. I'd be like, damn, I hope this bitch fall off. So that desperation could sink in.
Yeah.
I know that's bad, dog, but damn. That's why I keep that shit in my head.
If Ruby Rose don't spend that much on OnlyFans, how the dude spend over $60K for that stuff? That's crazy.
I mean, she might have sent him extra stuff because all the money he's spending.
Yeah.
So he probably got news, but the rest of us ain't getting that shit. Selfish motherfucker.
Say, man. Mike, you don't smoke? Larry, you do?
Yes.
I've dabbled in the reefer before. Yo. True story. You ever heard of a weed psychosis?
No, what is that?
Yo, this lady named Bren Spedshare. She was smoking with her boyfriend. I don't know what happened, but they called it a weed psychosis, so she was not in her right mind. She stabbed him 108 times.
What the fuck they were smoking like that? That shit must have been fucking dipped in embalming fluid or something like that. They were smoking some other shit.
I never heard of that. They had something else with that.
Yeah.
Oh, my. Nigga, I'm just saying.
And I know a lot of niggas who smoke, dog.
When the police came, she was stabbing him in the neck still. And she didn't know what was going on.
That was lazy.
I don't know what's going on. I can't stop.
The funnier thing is, she's free. She beat the charges.
Yeah, the judge let out. Yeah, the judge let out.
For what?
Because she white. That's the only reason?
She look like a crackhead?
I don't know how she look.
I mean, I saw the mugshot. She look like an average white chick. She ain't like spectacular. But you know how, I mean.
Is her teeth missing? Is any of her teeth missing?
She wasn't smiling in the mugshot. She had a mouth closed.
Man, that's crazy. No, I ain't never heard of that. But I know that, like, you really do get certain symptoms from weed that it hinders you, like, from having, like, dreams and stuff. So, like, when you, if you stop smoking or if, like, you cut back on it and you sleep, you'll have, like, lucid dreams, like 20 dreams in one night. They feel realer than what they are. I've been through that before.
Nigga, I go through that every night without smoking. Nigga, I dream every night.
Yeah.
And I'm having buku dreams about me doing stuff.
Yeah, because you probably don't smoke. But like I said, weed hinders your brain from, like, stuff. I felt the effects, like, over the years from smoking it, but I ain't never heard of nobody dying off weed or going crazy off it.
You be on that Reggie. You be on that Reggie?
Nuh-uh. You know, you just your stamina. You know, your stamina go down and shit like that. Your lungs. Stuff like that.
All right. I got a stupid question. Not stupid, but I want. All right. I read this book when I was a kid. I told y'all about it.
Yeah.
It was called Hatchet. The guy was, his parents got divorced. So he was leaving, like, from wherever to fly to his dad on one of the small planes.
Yeah.
The plane crashed. He was stranded in the woods with just a hatchet. Like, tell me, what you gonna do in that situation? You stranded in the jungle or the woods or whatever, you just got a fucking hatchet, a Harbor Freight hatchet. What you gonna do?
You gotta turn into Tarzan. That's what you gotta do. You gotta, the plane gone? The plane, like, obliterated type?
What you gonna find? Find tools?
Like, yeah, scavenge. You gotta, like, scavenge.
You gotta scavenge first. Yeah. You gotta scavenge something.
Okay, I'm asking what you're doing. How you gonna survive?
All right, I'm crash. I'm doing, I'm gonna try to salvage some materials at first. Probably get a shelter. Like, I already know, like, I already came to the conclusion that nobody come and get me.
Yes, nigga.
Yeah, I'm doing the best of what I could do to survive.
So what you gonna build something? You got to build stuff?
Yeah, build a shelter. That's gonna take a lot of energy, though. That's gonna
nigga, it's in America. First thing I'm doing is finding a water source. I'm following the water source because it's gonna lead to a fucking population.
You gotta scavenge and find, like, nigga, find resources.
It's in America. Like, you're gonna run into people eventually. I'm not gonna just sit there and try to be there for 20 years. No.
Food, shelter, water.
I'm not planning on making a camp. I'm finding the water source and I'm gonna follow it in one direction or the other.
Nigga, how you know you're gonna find the water, nigga? You might walk all the way this way and the water that way.
Eventually you're gonna hit, they got water. You gotta find the water source. I ain't saying you're gonna find it easy, but you gotta find one.
Nigga, you might have walked 200 miles to find water.
But then you gotta find a game trail. If they got animals living there, they
could dig and find water.
You can find water. If the animals got a game trail,
you could dig and find
water.
Dying. No, nigga, I'm not digging. I'm not looking for water to drink it. I'm looking for it to follow.
Even if you get it out like a freshwater stream or whatever, you still gotta boil it to get all the parasites out.
You only got to boil water if animals are living in it. Because then it means they shitting
in it. Anything in the wild, stuff is shitting in it.
What you going to do? You got, nigga, ain't nobody coming. You going to spend 30 years in the woods?
You can make a fire.
I don't need SOS. Fire at nighttime. If it's in the middle of the day, what the fuck I'm going to do with a fire?
SOS.
I don't
need it. They're going to see the smoke.
They're going to see the smoke from the plane crash. The plane will disappear off the radar.
Oh, yeah, you right.
Yeah, so not TSA, because that ain't... flight people, I forgot the name of the shit. You know what I'm talking about. They know the plane crashed, disappeared off the radar.
No, it's a commercial. It's like a personal flight.
All that shit got a flight plan. Every plane that fly in America got a flight plan.
Not them crop dusters.
Why in the hell?
They got their own strip.
A crop duster from one part of a city to another.
I think it's flying. I think he flew to Canada or something.
Oh, he going to go over the border? Yeah, he got to fly with the. I keep saying TSA. FAA, yeah.
Well,
you
nigga,
gotta have a flight plan.
Y'all niggas gonna die.
So what you gonna do, nigga?
What you gonna do?
I got a hatchet, nigga. I'm gonna kill some animals. Make me clothes.
You've never hunted in your life. You just have food. You gonna turn into a hunter immediately.
Yes. I'm gonna have food, clothes, make me a house.
Why? I'm not planning on staying in the woods. You gotta leave.
You're not staying in the woods.
No, I'm trying to get a civilization. Y'all niggas tripping.
He gonna walk 300 miles. You're not on that. Yes. In the wrong direction. Looking stupid, still in the woods.
Wasting energy. That's wasting energy.
You can survive off berries and shit. I don't gotta hunt.
No, you can't.
Yes, you could.
Some of them berries
are poison.
You can eat
poisonous. Fucking,
you can eat bugs. Nigga, you just need protein. It don't matter where it come from. You just need the protein.
Food, water.
Like, bugs be having poison too, yeah.
No, certain bugs you can eat. Like, if they have a beehive, you might want to... I'm not allergic to bee stings, so I'm going up there and I'm getting that honey. Going, so they can stick me as much as they want.
You're gonna die. Hey, nigga, you stuck by 100 bees, you're gonna die, nigga. Shit. People die from bee stings.
You're gonna die from starvation from throwing your hatchet at a fucking deer and missing.
I'm not throwing a hatchet.
No.
I'm not throwing a hatchet.
So what you gonna
do? I'm going, I gotta see a pig or something, cut him up.
They all run, nigga. You think you're gonna walk up to a pig and do this? And
yes. I'm gonna sneak up behind him.
Nigga, wild boars run or they attack.
He's attacking me versus him. Dead. Food for a week. Pork chops.
And you're not a skinny animal.
Pork chops. I do.
Name one time you ever skinned anything?
Saw it on Red Dead Revolver. I've seen I can do it. Pork chops. He mad. He walking around starving. No. Feet hurt.
Y'all niggas.
I mean, pork chops.
Making camp. Nigga, I'm trying to get the fuck out of here. Fuck.
I'm saying.
If you're going to make camp, the best place to do it is at the crash site, because that's where the most likely to help
yeah,
come in.
Yeah, do it at the crash site.
If you're going to do that, nigga, you might as well do it at the crash site.
They got bears by the crash site.
They got bears everywhere in the woods, nigga. Like, and you only got a hatchet, so you losing that fight anyway.
No, you lose the fight.
You can outrun fucking Usain Bolt. You can beat Bruce Lee in the fist fight, and you could kill a bear with a hatchet.
No, when you play dead, the bear gonna leave alone. So I'm gonna play dead. Gonna turn his head, then got him, nigga. Man, hatchet to the skull.
That hatchet gonna bounce off that bear. You gonna be dead.
Right down his eye.
He gonna get curious and claw your ass a few times.
They don't do that. Nah, if you land that, they kind of just they be chilling. They be chilling.
Okay. If you think so.
Nah, nigga. If it's a black bear, you attack. If it's brown, lay down. If it's white, good night.
You did.
Yeah.
If it's white, that means you in the fucking. No, you're gonna freeze to death anyway. No, so you dead.
A polar bear, the most dangerous bear.
And that bitch might be starving. You don't know what time of year it is.
Yeah, it is starving. Cause that bear don't eat berries or nothing.
Shit. Yeah, if they fresh out of hibernation, they're playing dead shit don't work. They hungry. You ain't nothing but an easy meal.
Man, all of them gonna kill you.
Don't fuck with me.
he a real nigga. Let me back up.
he gonna go like this. I'm right in his nose. With a hatchet right in his nose.
You gonna bop him in the nose with a hatchet?
Yeah. He'll bleed. He's gonna be. Hey, find somebody else. I'll just take two. If I get the first leg go, I'm going right down his face. He gonna swing that paw. I'm sidestepping the paw like this. I'm sidestepping that paw. Come on. I'm gonna sidestep the paw. Come with the hatchet again. Gaga. So now I'm lighting him up.
And he's just not swinging at all.
Yeah, I'm sidestepping him.
So you bobbing and weaving against a bear in a hand to hand combat?
Yeah.
It's over with for you.
For that bell.
This nigga here, dog.
Pray for the bell. Why you dog being everything I do?
Bro, you gonna be like,
a bear encounter is scary.
Yes.
How you doing?
A 500-pound bear.
You ever encountered a bear?
Nah, just watch. All right, just even watching it on TV and stuff.
I ain't TV. Don't watch TV.
It's people be looking scared when
I ain't scared.
It's a bear.
I'm me. I'm a bear.
That's like, all right, so you could take down the elephant?
Easily.
How you going? All right. How you taking down the elephant? Let's see this.
I still got my hatchet, don't I?
Yeah, you got a hatchet.
Yeah,
okay.
Got a hatchet.
Hatchet.
That boy coming to me. I'm going to walk away. He coming. He going to put his nose up. Nose going. Trunk going. He going to be, my trunk going. Right away.
You think you got the sword from fucking Kill Bill? That bitch cut through anything?
That boy think he throw. He think he
That bitch don't cut that good. Nigga, you got a fucking Harbor Freight tool.
That shit will hurt him. Okay, what it is, nigga?
That nigga gonna break.
Me swinging as hard as I could, nigga. It's gonna hurt that nigga one time.
This nigga is retarded, dog. You gonna take a tool from a handy store that's not sharp because you ain't sharpening that motherfucker, and you gonna go around cutting off animal parts.
All right, one more. What about a lion?
Do about saying tiger? Lion, done. Done. He done. What kind of lion? Cause my own lion's scared. If you do this to him,
I ain't talking about the lion. I'm talking about a real lion, like a Savannah lion with the mane.
They hunting groups, nigga.
Okay, 4 dead lions. Cause they attack like cats. They jump in the air, like in the air, stomach going right down the stomach.
So once
stomach
they
going.
Surround you first,
okay? Fuck it. Can I get a real sword? Give me a real sword, I'll beat any animal in the world. Except for a hippo.
That's what you draw the line at?
A hippo.
Hippos, wild. They dangerous. They don't give a fuck.
And what you think bears do?
Oh, I kill hippo too. By a sword?
Yeah, you gotta kill Bill sword. I get to kill Bill sword.
Nigga, I'm killing any animal.
That bitch cut through anything and they fucking move.
I'm killing any animal, nigga. I'm a call animal. Let me call them. Come on. Come get me. They dropping like flies.
This nigga gonna turn into a fucking assassin.
Yes, nigga.
They gonna be surrounding me doing this shit. He doing cool ass kills behind him and shit.
Yes, nigga.
For what training, nigga? What training? Where you learned all this shit at?
Power Rangers. This nigga taught me everything.
Yo, nigga, you got secret skills that I ain't never seen before.
He been training for that all his life. In his head.
Like when your adrenaline kicking, you can do stuff.
If I don't know you this dangerous, nigga, I'd have been reckless in the club. I'd have been starting all kinds of shit.
I was reckless in the club.
Fuck. Shit.
Look. Oh, man. I don't know why niggas always doubt me.
This nigga, the most talented nigga in the world. He can outrun Usain Bolt. He could beat Bruce Lee in the fight. He killing animals with a new sword.
And we about an hour in. Let's talk about, let's get into the topic. We're going to talk about equality.
Right.
But convenient equality. Because one thing I noticed about women, they want to be equal, and so they don't benefit them no more.
Exactly.
And no, we're not dogpiling on women and stuff like that. I'm speaking up from experience.
Me too.
All right. Say, Mike, you're a manager. Yeah, how many managers in your store?
Right now we got four.
How many are women?
We used to have two, but now we don't have no more. They transferred. They went to other stores.
Y'all sexist. Y'all ain't got a woman.
No, one of them got promoted. She got her own store. And the other one stepped down. She ain't want to be a manager no more.
All right, but people, since y'all do the same job, they want the same pay.
Right. I done had... Female, we all the same level, but when it comes to putting that truck up, then it's just Mike.
Right.
Yeah, so that's that convenient equality.
Right.
Yes, like, we are the same salary. We need the same money, but you don't do the same work.
Like, I'm like, why y'all didn't put the truck up? I'm not picking that up. What the fuck you mean you ain't putting it up? I gotta do it. Like, if the truck come when I'm at work, I put that bitch up. Like, they leave that bitch there till I come. Like, I'll be off that day. Nigga, the shit'll still be sitting there the next day.
Well, you a hoe.
Shit.
I've been gonna be there all week. Like, is you still sitting here? Who's gonna take care of it? It's gonna be there all week.
I've been there 2-3 weeks.
Shit. Right. I'll be moving around. There ain't no space in there. All
right.
Wait, hold up. Let's see one thing. I forgot about this. Say, bro, growing up, there's some terrible television shows.
Yeah, a lot of them.
Yeah, but, this nigga Terrence pissed me off. Terrence Grand Prix.
Yeah.
On Facebook.
I know what you're talking about, yeah.
That boy like California Dream.
Yeah.
That show was terrible. But even the theme song was terrible. Everyone was like, serve dudes with attitudes.
And then somebody gonna talk about core memory. Somebody, y'all nigga watch this shit? I hated California Dream. That shit was terrible.
That was a fake ass head by the bell. Right. With no bitches and no storyline.
When the show come on, you turn it off.
Exactly. And I'm mad because I didn't have cable, so I had to watch that shit. Like, damn, it's time to shit go off. Oh,
shit.
Oh, but back to convenient equality. So we see that a lot in the workforce. What else we see that? It's kind of coming down at home too. Like, I say hypothetically, typical American family, dude might work 50 hours a week. Woman might work the 25 hours. Dude might bring home more, like, he might take care of the bulk of the bills. But now women want you to, they might want the dude to clean up 50% of the time.
Right.
And take care of the kids 50% of the time, like 50-50. I mean, you got to do what works for you in any relationship.
Right.
But I find that convenient equality.
Yeah, I mean, but they'd be like, being a housewife, like, they'd be mad because niggas need help paying bills because, you know, Everything went up. So it's not like you can make it $50,000 and you could run a household.
It's impossible on a single income to sustain it. You need two people. It's impossible. Yeah. Inflation's way up. It's impossible.
So they feel like, well, I'm raising the kids. That's a full-time job, which it is. I'm not discounting the job, but.
Nigga, the kids go to school. How you raising the kids?
But
that's what I be thinking, but I don't say that. I'm like, well, what you doing with the kids at school?
No, I feel like the female should be like, there in the household to, first of all, you should be nurturing them children, and you should be the one really taking care of the children. I feel like the man position is to carry the heavy load and do whatever it takes, like discipline, and like his job is basically outside the house. It's not really like I feel like men shouldn't even be house, like, you know how they got housemen, like they don't work, the female just work and they stay at home and
I disagree
take
with
care
you.
Of the kids and all that.
I disagree with you.
So you'll do that?
I mean, not me particularly. I'm not gonna allow somebody to take care of me financially, because if shit hit the fan, they're gonna get rid of me.
Right.
However, I do think men should play a role in raising their kids. Women don't know everything. Women can't do everything. So, like,
especially with sons.
Honestly, you can be.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not saying women should to raise the kids on every level. They should be there to nurture the kids. Like I said, the men should be there to. You should still spend time with your kids. The men supposed to be there for most of the discipline. Let the female be feminine and let the men have their masculine energy. That's what I'm trying to say.
Nah, we can't do that either.
Why not? So you want a female to be masculine and be feminine at the same time?
I think nobody's all of everything.
Yeah, everybody has both.
Women have masculine traits, like men have feminine traits. Like nobody's all of everything. And I think our problem is we putting that on children. Like boys don't do this, boys don't do that. That's why people grew up and they can't express feelings or some shit like that. Yeah. Like, boys can't cry. Or, you know, like, you scrape your knee, get up, walk it off. You can't cry. Yeah, nigga, my knee hurts. I want to cry.
Right.
Like,
even with your feelings, that's something physical. Shit hurt your feelings, nigga. It's okay to cry about your feelings being hurt.
Yes.
Like people make it a big deal about, oh, he always crying. Like, they used to do me that shit when I was a kid. Like, oh, he always crying.
You like a crybaby, though.
I mean, fuck,
a crybaby ass. Look at him, crybaby ass. Nah.
But if you fucking bothering me and you fucking 3-4 times my size, nigga, I'm gonna get my mind, motherfucker. I can't hurt you. Shit, I'm this fucking big. You this big, nigga. What the fuck I'm gonna do?
Stone Cold Stunner.
Nigga, I'm 2 feet. I'm this nigga in 5 feet. What the fuck I'm gonna do? I'm a Ray Mysterio his ass. Fuck.
Oh,
so hit him with a fucking
hurt something.
All right, yo.
Do that, Ben. Oh, it's over with.
Fuck all that. I'm
grabbing
my mama
something.
Right, she want all the smoke. I'm gonna get my mama. Fuck all that. All
right. Shit. When I was in first grade, they had this chick. I think she was in kindergarten. She was ugly. I mean, she might not have been ugly, but I'm a child. So I used to say her face looked like poo-poo. Like, oh, man, your face looked like poo. So she had a brother who was in fifth grade. And she told her brother on me. So he started, like, kind of hemming me up after school. Like, he did it, like, 3 straight days. I'm like, man, what am I going to do? Because I'm scared of him. So he said something, and I thought it was something stupid. I was like, back at you. So I thought I was like getting it back, but I pissed him off. So I said, back at you, and I ran, and he started chasing me down. Kicked the nigga in the stomach so hard. Turned around, pooh, right in the nigga's stomach.
I wasn't expecting that shit.
And I ran. My grandpa picked us up. He picked me up. My cousins up for school.
Right.
So I ran to the van. Got in the van. And after he done mess with me again.
Yeah, because you hurt. That's all.
I kick that nigga hard, son.
You gotta hurt people like that. If they way bigger than you, you just gotta put some hurt to them. They gonna leave you alone.
Nigga, he started it. The dude wasn't bullying him.
You gotta finish it.
I was talking to
somebody,
sister.
Somebody mess with my sister, nigga. Out of him, his ass up too.
Yeah, but I'm a kid. He in fifth grade.
Man, that was a grown man about to beat up a kid before. I don't give a fuck. Don't. That ain't the one.
But he probably ain't know you was capable of that. That's why. Shit. That's probably shot him.
Like, I don't give a fuck. You can fuck with me.
Probably was shook after you kicked him in his stomach.
Don't fuck with none of my siblings, though. Like, the rules go out the window when it come to y'all niggas, though. I don't give a fuck. Like, if this nigga was, like, say he become a vegetable and a little kid picking on you, you can't. Nigga, I'll beat that kid up while you in that fucking wheelchair.
Not gonna be a vegetable. That nigga up.
I don't know. I'm just saying.
I don't want to live, nigga. Pull a plug or something. Pull that plug, nigga. I ain't living. If I go blind and can't, or paraplegic, man, pull that plug. I gotta be able to move my hands and shit at least. Shit.
Nigga, you saying blind.
If I'm blind, I ain't about to walk around doing this. They got a girl on Instagram, I think her name is Myra. She real inspirational. Like, it's like a kid, but she blind. Right. I like watching her videos. Like, she's so fucking just inspirational. I love seeing her. She be like riding a bike, and she be so polite. Like, yes, mommy, I can do it. Just riding a bike, getting in the car, reading the Bible and shit. Okay. Like, I like seeing her spirit because, like, being blind to break me. Like, she just.
I mean, like living life. That's all she knows. She been brown her whole life. So see,
nigga, she riding the bike and everything. She like living life, and I she inspiration, man. Like I love watching her videos. Back to this convenient. First of all, it's topic trash, by the way. I don't know why I thought of this convenient equality.
Because it's really not that many equalities that's like in this world anymore. Like really.
Yes, it is. Oh, I got it now.
You talking about dating?
No, I'm thinking about it. Women act like men in certain instances.
A lot of the time.
They get in your face and they do all this shit ready to pounce and ready to fight. And you ain't going to do me shit, you bitch ass nigga.
Yeah.
But if a man do this, you bitch ass nigga, I'm going to hit him.
Right.
Should I hit her too? That's convenient equality.
Yeah, that is. Like, they could do this and that and this and that, and we not supposed to talk to them this way, treat them this way.
Nigga, you like that. You lay it back. Not me, nigga. I match fire with fire.
I just handle mine accordingly.
Nigga, I match fire with fire and say, don't touch me. Because you touch me, I'm going to hit you. Like, I don't like being touched. Don't touch me.
Don't play with me. I ain't going to play with you. Don't play with me like that. I ain't going to play with you. You got to set boundary.
I mean, but even though you could be that, like, or set the boundary from jump, but when people get mad, you know, shit, people say shit when they get mad, so.
People do say shit. People say the most hurtful things when they get mad.
Yeah. So she might know, oh, this nigga not like that, but she might, I'm angry, so I'm going to push his button. So I'm going to call you a bitch ass nigga, or you soft, or you ain't going to do shit. That's why that.
Don't be surprised if you get that same type of energy back. But like you said, that's convenient equality. If somebody get in my face like that, I'm going to straight tell them, say, don't play with me like that, because if you won't take it, though. We could take it though, but you heard me? You need to calm down. I think we should just all calm down.
You need to calm down. I think they know who they can and can't talk to like that though. Cause I ain't never had no really, you know, chick get in my face. Like no chick I'm messing with her. Oh, you a bitch ass nigga and I'll smack you. Like I don't fuck with bitches like that. Like them ratchets, I don't fuck with them.
Call them ratchets.
Ratchets like a good dick though.
Yeah, I'll be on the they sexual wise, them bitches be super talented, but I can't get past all the other shit.
That be the hood in them.
Yeah.
Man, the hood hoes ride dick. Man, them hood hoes ride. Like, yo, look. No, regular girls always tired.
Yeah.
They legs always tired. The hood hoes ride your dick for 30 minutes. No problem. I'm talking about they on there bouncing and everything, moving, spinning. Them hood, man, regular girl. You want to get on top? Now I'm tired. All of them. All the time. Baby, I'm tired. All of them. First of all, you know I'm not quick, but I'm fucking for 10 minutes in that same position. I'm like, I'm fucking, like, nigga, I gotta rest. Give me some. I gotta rest. Are you tired?
I need a rest. It's only 10 minutes, nigga.
Nigga, all right.
You need a rest after three?
First of all right, nigga, like, all right. Like, for 4 minutes like this, if you're on, like, pent on the head or pent on the bed, that shit hurt.
Then you just gotta, like, put them in, like, the side saddle. That's what they call the shit where you land on the side and you fucking them from the side?
No, but, all right, but.
Like you can move, you can switch positions. Say, bro, in the missionary too.
Yes, but when making eye contact, I be talking through their nut too. Like I talk to them and they like that shit. Kiss them and shit, they get through their nut.
Oh, you hit them with the doggy and you hit the reverse choke and you talking to you?
Yeah.
You can talk in that position too.
I think he's talking about like the regular positions, like missionary, like a man gonna put the most work. That should do her like 4 or 5 minutes.
Yeah, that should hurt, nigga.
That shit hurting.
Cause nigga, who's talking doggy?
I mean, if y'all
like a quickie, and she got
like bent over, like you know, like you starting, but nobody was starting doggy.
And she just get out the shower and you bend her over and you ain't never did that shit before. I ain't horny when they get out of the shower. They gonna be glistening, especially when they dog. Ooh,
yeah, that is facts.
That should be. I don't know, so that should do something to me, dog.
Ha 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 ha! horny ass nigga, man.
I'm the horny ass nigga on this pod. Me?
Yes, I just said that.
Get the fuck out of here, nigga. Fuck.
Michael, you do things that are necessary in sex. You do unnecessary things.
Like what?
Like last long.
He told me the same thing, though. He told me the same.
What, eating pussy is unnecessary?
You eat ass, too?
That's unnecessary.
He said, I don't need to be doing all that because I'll be showing out.
All you do need 5 minutes, honestly.
I make dudes like him look bad.
I do need 5 minutes.
You think so?
Females told me on average it's 10 minutes, bro.
Yeah, I mean, I'm 7.
Because that's what they settle for.
That's what they selling for 10 minutes?
Oh, nigga, if you fucking right and have an orgasm, you, like, she'll be straight. Hey, when females hitting that convulsion, they ain't trying to fuck the money, they trying to lay back and...
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They doing all this, they ain't trying to fucking fuck no money. Baby, my thing, I can't stop. They trying to lay down and chill.
This nigga wild.
Shit, that's what they tapping out. They don't want no more.
Who the fuck tap out in 10 minutes?
Everybody.
Tapping out 10 minutes is crazy.
Well, you know the fuck, man. Say, bro, some people know what they're doing. I'm not saying you don't know what you're doing, but some people are just better at it. Like,
yeah.
Like if, like I can make a free throw, but Steph Curry shoots free throws better than me. When it comes to sex, I'm Steph Curry and y'all are me. Like I've been alone longer than he been alive. I've been fucking longer than he been alive. That's crazy.
Yeah, because he's young. That don't mean you better than that, man.
Well, I think I am better. Because I'm more experienced. But y'all know final because y'all can't fuck after y'all friends.
Okay, oh, man, I'm not trying to.
You wild.
Oh, man. We got the convenient equality. Hold up. Sex. Women kind of selfish. Like,
yeah, that's a convenient quality.
They want sex where they want sex. Yeah.
I mean,
give it to you, but they want it when they want it.
Think about it. They really, unless you're a fucking rapist, they really control that shit.
Yeah.
Like, they control when and how much pussy they give whoever they want to fuck.
No, they don't.
How they don't?
Yes, they do. Because, just like how you going to do what
because,
you want.
Because you tell me, no, I'm going to do what I want. I mean, yeah, you control it, but...
Exactly.
I'm out the door, gotta go.
I mean, yeah, that's the alternative is you could just leave. But I'm just
saying. I'm beating my meat in front of you. I'm about to make it uncomfortable. Like, you tell me no, I'm beating my meat in that bed, and I'm nothing. Like, no towel, like, nothing, your direction. You about to be uncomfortable. In the bed, gonna be wet.
What the fuck are all this nigga doing?
Don't tell me no.
They got the right to say no, nigga. It's their body.
Yeah, the right to beat my meat, too.
You don't got a skeet on nobody?
I do. It's my bed, huh? Go on the sofa. It's my bed. Go on the sofa.
So what if you're at their house?
I'm leaving.
You gonna put your dick out first or you gonna leave?
No, I'm going on chef.
Oh. Oh, no. The bridge closed. You can't get over it. Do for construction.
Nigga, you better go out to the strip club, dog. Chef, nigga.
Go strip club, then.
Yeah, I'm about to say, dog. No, chef.
Either way, my 100 gonna go a long way.
About 2-3 of them.
Oh yeah, well, chef, yeah, that's it. Fuck, that's Golden Corral with $100, nigga. Shit. You get a smoker's board. Fuck.
Nigga, we what's what here, man? Final thought this year.
Final thoughts overall. What all we talked about? We talked about a lot.
You can say anything about how you enjoyed the show or something, man. I don't know.
But yeah, I enjoyed myself. It was good talks, good back and forth, you heard me. They got some equal equalities and they don't got some equal equalities. That's about it.
My final thoughts is he the nastiest nigga on this podcast. I don't give a fuck what he talking about. You're a fucking pervert. I'm a good Christian man.
Yeah, we heard about your college days.
He might take a sip.
team ain't solidified. The lead ain't solid. I've been solid since day one. This is episode 138.9 of the TMI podcast. I think it's 139. We're streaming everywhere. Apple, Spotify, Google, YouTube, iHeart, Amazon. Some shit called Beaker. I mean, we everywhere. The whole block watching, man. Friend of the show, Larry. Mr. Pumpkin Pie himself.
Yeah.
I'm glad you came on, bro. It's a ball. Hanging with my nigga.
Happy to be here.
And that's it, man. We out.